4.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Frankie.
I'm Joey.
And look, yeah, the mic's working. We're concerned about Joey's mic working. One more thing. Yeah, there you go. You're coming through. That's cool.
Wonderful.
This is Two Brothers, One Show. We're back after a very long hiatus.
Busy.
Yeah, I've been busy too. The last time we did one, I think, was this 22nd of March. So it's been almost a full month. It's all right. It's whatever.
We tried.
We're here. We're here now. It's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Somewhat fittingly, I suppose. Our first song is called Apathy. It's by Frankie Cosmos.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, Apathy. Song.
Frankie Cosmos. Okay. Jeez. Ocean on the mind.
I really enjoyed that album when it came out.
Vessel.
I missed when it came out for a couple days because a lot of music was coming out when it was released.
This came out the 30th.
Yeah.
So like almost 2 weeks ago.
A lot of music was being released. I was like right near the Weekend album drop. And like a couple.
I didn't love the new Weekend.
There was like one good song in my opinion, but
it's all right.
I'm not like the biggest Weekend fan in general, so I missed it originally, but then I went back and listened to it. It was really good.
Should I try playing the clean version of ASAP Forever?
It's a good song.
It's a really good song.
I would. Dude, come on, you gotta wing it.
This is the radio edit, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah. But we might have to call it, so if it ends, it's why. But here's the radio edit of ASAP Forever by ASAP Rocky featuring Moby in an interesting,
interesting
feature.
Collab.
Yeah, strange combo, but here we go.
Gang. 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 They talking down on my name. Don't let them run off with the name. Man, I just run with the gang. ASAP boys came with the flame. Gang, gang. They talking down on the gang. They wanna rap with the name. But this ain't no regular name. Gang, gang. They trying to run with the name. I might pull up with 3K. But I do not with no claim. Gang, gang. Them boys not flexing the same. I'm done with adjusting the fame. Pull up on your set, leave a stain. Gang, gang. I tell them come with the gang. I tell them don't f*** with the game. It's time to f*** the whole game. Come f*** with the mob. Shout out to the lords and the gods. In love with my f*** cause she vibe. My eyes like the stars. I tell her cover your eyes. Cause with me you go blind. She losing her mind. We kiss the Frank Ocean and blind. Convincing my f*** go blonde. Was born in the dark. I give you, you open my blinds. On yams and that's worth of my mom. Small jail and mammon with cases. I'm still trying to beat a bunch of from a long time ago. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Like dominoes, Geronimo's. When it's my time to go, adios, dominoes. Like a no Dominicano, but eat the toast. On it's with Platinos. Dealing with life in its highs and lows. I'm just living like I'm supposed. I guess it's called living, I suppose. I'm on my live alone, dive alone. Ain't talking about spending no buying clothes. I'm about my business, but I'm alone. I still had the vision when I was broke. Getting on bitches and foreign. Flying out women's to boring shows. I pray to God I don't overdose. I put ASAP on my tab. I put New York on the map. I put the gang on the flame. They gon' remember the name. They robbing boys with the chain. I got go yard by the sack. I got the boo by the pack. I put your boo on the back. Gang, gang. Them boys not flexing the same. I'm done with adjusting the fame. Pull up on your set, leave a stain. Gang, gang. I tell them come f*** with the gang. I tell them don't f*** with the gang. It's time to f*** the whole gang. Gang, gang, gang,
gang, gang. Gang. They tryna front on the gang. They gon' remember my name. Gang. Gang. They tryna front on the gang. ASAP boys came with the flame.
That was ASAP Forever by ASAP Rocky, and I looked it up because I was curious. That's actually an old Moby song,
really,
called Porcelain, that he released in like 2000. And then I guess it's weird that they don't mention the vocals, the outro vocals, because that's by a singer named Chloe Anna, and for some reason she's just like not listed on the track. But Moby has like a song sampled and is listed on the track, so that's.
I don't know.
A little strange, but there you go. I'm really excited for that new album when that comes out. Don't know when it's supposed to.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't really keep up.
Well, you should.
I definitely should. I usually just check new on Spotify.
Yeah,
I'll just check new releases, and I'll be like, oh, all right, this is out.
It's useful. What do you want to play?
Let me see. I have a couple songs. Lovers Rock by TV Girl.
Sure.
It's a good song. Found it on my Discover Weekly.
There you go. Today. It's always good.
So it's usually helpful, especially when you start running out of clean music to play.
On the radio.
On the radio. So it's helpful. So yeah.
Here we go. Lovers Rock, TV Girl.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, I liked it. I've only heard that song by them, but
TV Girl. Yeah, it was "Lovers Rock" by TV Girl.
Yeah, they have one like main album that they released. I don't know when they released it. Actually, they have two. I guess this one's from 2014, and they have one in 2016. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the 2014 one's way better, just based off how many plays that one has. But,
gotcha.
I'm gonna check those out. Hopefully, and then play more of their songs in the future.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna play "After the Storm" because that's actually clean, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
"After the Storm" by Kaylee Uchis off of her new album "Isolation," featuring Tyler the Creator and Bootsy Collins.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you, so you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways. Before you cross my mind,
It's After the Storm by Kayla Uchis. That was actually produced by Bad Bad Not Good. Do you know them? Mm-hmm. You're familiar? Yeah. Jazz quartet that has a lot of hip hop crossover. They started as like instrumental only, but then they moved on to producing a lot of other stuff. So good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have something you want to play? Or?
Life by the Walters. It's off of the album Songs for Dads.
Hmm.
It's a good song.
Cool. There we go. Wait, which one?
Life.
Life. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Mama said that the growing pains won't end. It's the little bitty waves that'll keep the tide at bay. Time glides to imaginary lines.
That was Life by the Walters.
Yeah, it's a pretty chill song. I'm in a very like just kind of groovy lo-fi mood as of late, you know. I've never played any groovy lo-fi music on this show.
I'm going to play a song by this band that I found that I like called LSD and the Search for God.
Mm-hmm.
They're real good.
Mm-hmm. I like the name.
Let me just make sure that this song... I don't think they swear in any of their songs, but I just want to double check.
Always good to do.
But yeah, they're like a kind of groovy, like 70s trippy kind of psychedelic rock thing.
Vibe.
Just trying to find the lyrics to this song.
Yeah, take your time.
They're not on Genius, which...
That's problematic.
Which is typically where I get my lyrics from, because all the other...
Do they have lyrics on their Bandcamp page?
I don't know. I found it on last.fm. Is it last.fm or last.fm?
You know, I honestly wouldn't know. I think it might be last.fm.
These are the questions. They're pretty relevant at this point, to be completely honest. So Spotify kind of took them over. Yeah. Anyway, this song is good. It's clean. Let's go for... So they have better stats than Spotify. Spotify doesn't provide stats. So if you want stats, then listen to your music through last.fm. But if you don't care, then, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a... Oh, I just accidentally licked the mic. That was pretty gross.
Just give it a little...
I didn't like that at all.
That's a... Huh. Right. Anyways.
Starting over is the name of the song by LSD and The Search for God.
Thank you.
All right. So that was Starting Over by LSD and the Search for God. And let me clarify my statements earlier. I might have implied that they were a 70s band. I realized that after I said that. Mm-hmm. This album came out in 2005.
You said 70s like.
70s like.
Sort of like 70s.
This is like shoegazy, but like with some like inspiration from like 70s rock. So.
Yeah. That's good. Right. That's a good description. I have a song. I just remembered.
What do you want to play?
I do have a song. I'm just going to look at the lyrics real quick.
What's it called so I can look it up?
Plants by Crumb.
Oh, I found it. The album is also called Plants. Oh, it's a single release.
Yep.
Cool.
I think it may also be on an album because I think it might be on Lock It, which is like an EP.
Mm-hmm. But, all right. And it looks like it's clean.
Yep.
Cool.
It's groovy.
Plants. Crumb. Plants by Crumb.
That's a good song. Yeah, thanks for repeating the title and artist.
Oh, I didn't log it in the logger.
It's off of Lock It. It's a very small EP. It's got four songs. It came out last year.
Look at you. You're a walking Wikipedia for Crumb.
Dude, come on, you know. That's pretty much all I know about Crumb in general. I think on the other radio show that I have, I played... Oh, no, Lindsay. Lindsay played Bones by them, and then through that, I found the rest of their music because she found it on her Discover Weekly. I feel like I'm just an advertisement for Spotify.
But yeah, you are.
It's not intentional. It's just I don't have a lot of time to look for new music, so...
All right. It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to play...
Thanks, Spotify. Please sponsor me.
I'm going to play Cornflake Girl by Tori Amos.
That's a good song.
It's a great song, but also in memoriam of the Netflix series Everything Sucks, which got one season and was very, very good, and then just got canceled.
Wait, is that the... Okay, is that... Okay, wait, wait. We're going to have a little thing. Okay, is that the show where there's those kids who try to, like, join the AV club and...
Yeah, it's set in the 90s.
Okay, I watched, like, the first three episodes up until... The one kid asks the girl out, and then that's okay. When I stopped because I got busy.
Yeah, you're the reason why the show got canceled.
Well, I blame
you. I blame you personally.
I want to keep watching it because it seemed really cool, because it seemed like there was some sort of twist going on there.
It's
and
that it was going to move into commentary
on a lot of
important topics. It kind of does, and it also like it's like weirdly like meta about like other teen shows, like, and how it handles like its relationships and stuff. So
yeah,
it was really good, and then it just got canceled.
Yeah, I liked all the acting.
There's been like actually like a pretty big like like rise up of people like begging for the show back. Like, really? We put up like a whole billboard like outside of like the Netflix headquarters and stuff. Huh. Like, it's like a whole thing.
That's a lot.
But anyway, yeah, it's a little too much for me. I don't care that much. But it was a good show. I would have liked a second season. But they go to a Tori Amos concert at one point, and
that makes
they
sense.
Play this
Isn't
song.
That the that's like the girl's favorite?
Yeah, artist, it's like her favorite right? artist. Okay. Yeah, but this is Cornflake Girl by Tori Amos.
It was a good solution, hanging with the raisin girls. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-heave-ho. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening. With my encyclopedia, they must have paid her a nice price. She's putting on a stupid love. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. Solution.
It was Cornflake Girl.
By Tori Amos.
By Tori Amos.
Good song. We gotta finish that show. Hopefully. Yeah,
definitely watch Everything Sucks.
Yeah, I think
it was a good first season. Drake came out with a new song.
Oh yeah.
I meant Drake came out with a new song.
Whoa, I liked God's Plan.
Should we listen to it?
Have you heard of One Dance? It's a good song.
Are you One Dance? Oh, this came out like 3 days ago.
Yeah, we should play it.
I just didn't listen to it.
Because I haven't listened to it.
Oh, no, it came out 6 days ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really up on Drake, I guess.
Let's play it. And then let's do a flash review. Let's do a quick review.
Oh, wow. Listen to this cast in the music video. Olivia Wilde, Issa Rae, Rashida Jones, Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
Zoe Saldana, Letitia Wright.
The whole gang.
Emma Roberts.
That's a pretty
Michelle
big
Rodriguez and many others.
Those are cool people.
Wow.
Wow.
Go Drake.
Yeah, I heard he's doing pretty well.
Hey, you guys heard of this Drake guy?
he's doing pretty well.
Here's Nice for What by Drake. This is, you guys have probably heard this a lot.
Already. Yeah.
I haven't
either.
All right, well. It's the clean version, so.
Yeah, hopefully.
I want to know who my representing in here tonight. Hold on.
Explain myself. You said you care for me, care for me. Louisiana. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know. Yeah. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. Without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these. I understand, you got 100 bands. You got a baby bands. You got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense.
So that was the first half of Nice for What by Drake. I hope you guys check that out.
It's a quick look at Nice for What.
It's a little preview. Y'all should give this Drake guy some listens. It seems like he has some promise.
Yeah, up and coming artists. We'll plug him on our show you know, hopefully get those listeners in.
Yeah, but I was planning on playing. You guys heard of Kanye?
Yeah. Kanye or West. Drake, who will win Best New Artist?
Best New Artist.
Just like how Chance won Best New Artist.
Oh yeah, he did.
Throwback 21 at like 3 years, 4 years after he started making.
After
music.
Acid Rap came out.
After his best album came out.
Ooh. Let's have this fight.
Okay. Yeah. Lost is a good song.
10 Day. 10. Anybody?
Coloring Book is not on that list. No.
I like Coloring Book.
It's 10 Day, 100%.
I like most of the songs off of Coloring Book.
No, I just like Acid Rap better. I'm not saying Coloring Book is bad.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's also just because I'm super biased, because Acid Rap is one of the first rap albums I actually like.
Acid Rap is.
Really listened to, you know?
Really listened to.
Well, just kind of grooved with, you know? Just kind of grooved with it.
Yeah.
It was just very vaguely positive. Like, every song is, like, pretty vaguely positive.
Really? I thought Acid Rap was pretty,
Well, see, like, if you take out Lost, and you take out Pusha Man, and you also remove most of the album.
What about Cocoa Butter Kisses, and, like...
Oh, yeah, that's a sad song.
Most of them are pretty...
Maybe I just like sad music. I think I'm just... Well, I'm not coming to that realization now.
Right.
Maybe my just view of what's sad and what's not is just, just blurred. Maybe the lines just blurred.
All right. Well, I think I gotta bail soon because I gotta go do some work. But you wanna play two more songs and then head out?
Yeah, I think that's the move. I got a couple projects to finish. I got some of this book to read.
Which book is it?
Ghost Month by Ed Lin. He's actually coming to our school to give a talk tomorrow at noon in Kirby 104. So that'll be cool. I'm gonna have to show up late. I'm gonna feel bad, but
no one cares.
Well, Ed Lin might. I don't want to hurt his feelings. He wrote a good book. It's about Taiwan. It's very interesting.
Do you have a song you want to finish with?
I closed my laptop, so I can't. Oh, see
if you don't,
right now,
I can just play something else.
I think I can pull something together real quick. So I was looking through my Discover Weekly playlist earlier. I'm gonna make sure this song is clean first.
Yeah, it's good. Just kind of do that whole like directly
continue. Can I just continue
directly
just
into
that?
The microphone?
Do you think that's the move? I think that's the move. No, it's not clean. Never mind. You can pick a song.
Wow.
I tried. I really did try. I genuinely did. Unless this song, which I haven't listened to, is clean. Because I am interested in listening
to it.
That's
cool. Yeah, just keep stalling.
Dude.
It's super smooth. You're doing a really good job.
Dude, I'm playing it off. Lazy Sad by Ford. Haven't listened to it at all, but it features Sophie Myers, who's a pretty prominent lo-fi artist in the sense that she's featured on a lot of other artists' lo-fi stuff as like vocals in general.
Right.
And she produces her own music, but she is pretty known just as like a feature to add vocals to a lot of lo-fi songs. So Lazy Sad by Ford featuring Sophie Myers.
Could you be my best for last?
I like when music does that little suck thing at the end where it's like, vroom.
Yeah, it's satisfying. Yeah,
it's neat. All right, that was Lazy Sad by Ford featuring Sophie Myers on vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
hope you guys enjoy the first nice day we've had in 6 months.
Yeah, the weather's either been really cold, rainy, or just generally bad.
And it even rained earlier today, but it's nice out now.
Yeah, I remember walking out right as my class was starting, going to the class, and it was just kind of gross.
Nice. But
now it's improved.
So. Supposed to be nice tomorrow, too. Come hang out on the quad with us.
Or don't.
Or just don't. Yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah.
All right.
Please.
All right. Well, peace, everyone.
All right, good night.
Good night. I guess it is late. It's 7.
Dude, this is like way past my bedtime. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Farewell.